This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today called on Governor K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, and tendered his resignation along with the Council of Ministers. The Governor accepted the resignation and requested Khandu and the Council of Ministers to continue until the new government is sworn in. Further, the Governor also accepted the Cabinet's advice and signed the order to dissolve the 7th State Legislative Assembly with immediate effect. Meanwhile, the Governor also expressed his appreciation to the Chief Minister for successfully managing the state administration during his tenure as the State Chief Minister. BJP has retained power in Arunachal Pradesh after winning 46 seats in the State Legislative Assembly. The counting for the state poll was held today. BJP won 5 more seats compared to 2019 assembly elections. After the declaration of the result today, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a press conference said that it is a historic moment for the state's BJP for winning 46 seats out of 60 constituencies. He expressed gratitude to the people of the state for supporting BJP with thumping majority to form the new government this term again in the state. He also thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP Chief JP Nadda for their support and guidance. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to Arunachal Pradesh. He said, "The people of this wonderful state has given an unequivocal mandate to politics of development. Our party will keep working with even greater vigor for the state's growth," he said. The other political parties in Arunachal Pradesh have managed to get 14 seats in this assembly elections, where BJP won with majority of 46 seats out of 60 assembly constituencies. Out of the 14 seats, NPP won 5 seats, Oni Panyang for Marian Geku, Pesi Jilin for Little Moba, Namge Chiring for Tawang, Tapidaran for Pasigat East, and Thangwang Wangham from Longding Bumau. PPA succeeded in holding up to 2 seats by its candidates, Namam Vivek for Doimuk and Okem Taing for Mebo. Further, NCP made its mark with 3 seats won by Nick Cummin for Bordum Sadiun, Toko Tatung for Yacholi, and Lekha Soni for Lekang. Furthermore, 1 seat was won by Leon winning INC candidate Kumar Wai. Simultaneously, the independent candidates also bagged 3 seats. They are Laisam Simai for Nampong, Wanglam Savin for Khonsa East, and Tenzing Nima Glo for Trijuno Buragao. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting to review the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed about the impact of the cyclone on the affected states, the loss of human lives and damage to houses and properties due to landslides and floods in Mizoram, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura were also discussed. In the meeting, the Prime Minister said that the government will continue to extend full support to the states affected by the cyclone. He also instructed the Ministry of Home Affairs to monitor the situation and review the matter regularly to extend necessary assistance for restoration. Election Commission of India has provided central forces to prevent any post-poll violence based on assessment provided by the states and central observers. Sources said Andhra Pradesh and West Bengal have been provided with security forces for 15 days after the counting day. Similarly, Uttar Pradesh, Orissa, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh has been provided with security forces till 2 days after the counting day. Prime Minister today held a meeting to review the heat wave related situation in the country. In the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed that as per IMD forecasts, heat waves are likely to continue in parts of Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister instructed that proper drills for preventing and handling incidents of fire must be done on a regular basis. Fire audit and electrical safety audit of hospitals and other public places must be undertaken regularly. He also said that regular drills for the maintenance of fire line in forests and productive utilization of the biomass must be planned. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over northeast India and south peninsular India during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD said that isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, some sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 4 days, and isolated heavy rainfall over Manipur on Monday and Tuesday. The Arunachal Pradesh Women Welfare Society, APWWS, condemned the recent child abuse case from Pasigat. The society has demanded action against the alleged abuser, ADO Nanung Sitang, Further, the society has appealed to the State Women Commission, State Commission for Protection of Child Right to carry out campaigns against child rights violation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.